From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Liberia presidential election results are in. An emotional George Weah waved to cheering supporters in Monrovia Thursday. The former soccer star has been declared the winner of Liberia's presidential election. The country's electoral commission said Thursday that Weah won 61.5% of the total vote and won 14 out of Liberia's 15 counties. Weah ran against Vice President Joseph Boakai. Afghan officials say more than 40 people have been killed and 84 others wounded in a suicide attack on a building in Kabul that houses a Shiite Muslim cultural center with ties to Iran. Miriam Diallo has the story.
A spokesman for Afghan Ministry of Public Health told reporters 4 women and 2 children were among those killed in the blast. Responding to criticism over a lack of security around the building, Afghan officials said the cultural center did not inform police prior to holding Thursday's event. President Ashraf Ghani called the attack a crime against humanity. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack.
The United States announced Thursday that full visa services for Turkish citizens wishing to travel to the U.S. will resume and said it received assurances Ankara would inform Washington before moving to detain or arrest any embassy employees. Turkey welcomed the decision on visas, but said that it had not provided the U.S. any such assurances. And we have more on this story related to Turkish visas for Turkish citizens on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.